We're here at Columbia University, where hundreds of students have gathered, most of them to protest the appearance and speech of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, who is speaking at the Columbia University World Leaders Forum today. For about 6 hours, a program of students that includes groups ranging from the College Democrats to the Campus Republicans, the Columbia Queer Alliance, to the Columbia chapters of the ACLU and Hillel are speaking. The majority of the groups are opposed to Mr. Ahmadinejad's appearance. Many of them have criticized the university's administration for allowing Mr. Ahmadinejad to speak and for inviting him to speak here today.
I don't think this is a matter of free speech. This is hate speech. And if someone from the KKK wanted to come speak at Columbia, I'm not sure we would open up the doors and create a forum for him or her to speak.
Student groups have gathered on the main campus of Columbia outside Lowe Library for a series of speeches, and they plan to interrupt the speeches for about an hour and a half to actually listen to an audio cast of Mr. Ahmadinejad, which will be broadcast right here outdoors in the campus.
I'm really curious to see what's going to go on, and I support him coming here because, you know what, he's a president of a nation. He's allowed to talk. You know, we're not endorsing him.
Free speech is of the supreme essence, and therefore he should be allowed to speak as long as we can engage him in dialogue. So I'm not convinced that we'll actually be able to engage him in dialogue because, again, there are just questions that he'll be able to pre-screen and respond to ahead of time.
Mr. Ahmadinejad is scheduled to speak on Tuesday before the United Nations General Assembly, where many, many world leaders obviously are speaking this week. He's expected to face considerable protest at the UN as well. In fact, today at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, a large contingent of protesters, many of them organized by pro-Israeli organizations, have gathered to protest Mr. Ahmadinejad's visit, and they plan to do so again on Tuesday when Mr. Ahmadinejad will actually be speaking before the UN.